Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Spillover with Raf and AD, sponsored by Score One Smoke and Barbecue Rubs and Sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike. Go to ScoreOneSmoking.com to the online store, or Facebook and Instagram also at Score One Smoking. Raf, AD, how are we doing today? Good to see you guys.
Doing good. It's Thursday.
Thursday. Welcome to
it's
work.
Almost the weekend. Absolutely. It's almost the
welcome,
weekend.
Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Glad to have you.
Why?
Raf seems high energy right now.
Yeah, I got to work this weekend. It's not you as do? Not as fun for you for me as it is for you guys.
Well, I got to work.
Raf, you just traveled to Texas and Alabama. So
I got to work. I got to work.
What's going on?
We got, who are we at? Liberty First Credit Union Arena, Ralston, the Spring Arts Festival.
Spring Arts Festival.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound bad.
Nah, it'll be fine. I think it'll be my, let's see here, 8/16. My 17th time being there.
Good God.
That's a lot of times.
Yeah, you're getting up there. How old are you, Raf?
I am 49.
Okay, I ask you that occasionally. You're oldest, you and Frosty are the same age.
Yep, actually, I'm a little bit older than he is. Okay. He must have just turned 49, I believe.
Yeah, Frosty. We talked about Frosty earlier. That's the only reason I say that. You saw, you guys, I imagine, saw the article.
Yeah,
from CBS Sports.
What did you think, Don? AD?
I thought Dodd, Dodd, right?
Dennis Dodd.
Friend of Sips.
Who is, there wasn't a lot. I didn't think it was a lot of substance, honestly.
Not for Nebraska,
God
at least.
Bless you.
I really didn't think
God
there
bless
was.
You.
I didn't
for
think
for your it, strong opinion.
Yeah, I didn't. There was no. It wasn't a smear piece or anything no. like that. Scott didn't say a lot about. Didn't say anything about really Nebraska.
No, I guarantee you. We talked about it on our show, AD. I bet there were parameters set.
Oh, you better believe there were. Yeah. You better believe there. He wouldn't have got the sit down if there weren't parameters.
No, a sports writer in that position, you just say. Now, some people say, "Oh, so you just let everybody do this?" Sometimes, no, you don't. But sometimes you got to. If you're going to get an interview. You want to get something, and if the person sets parameters, sometimes you just have to deal with that. And I guarantee if Frost said we're not talking about Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
guarantee it, because he didn't talk about it.
You know,
I know Frost too, and he wouldn't do that.
Yeah. What do you think, Raf?
Oh, I think that he'll get another shot. I mean, it helps talking about what you guys are talking about, adding the where the advisors can be coaching on the field.
Yeah,
we're
the
now.
Analysts and but the I directors of player personnel and
I think,
all that.
I think just with the coaching fraternity, maybe this year, well, I thought he might return actually this year, but I would think by next year he'll have some sort of position, you know, either a position coach or maybe coaching an offense coordinator somewhere. I see that.
He was a coach of the year, not many years ago.
Yeah.
In the nation. National coach.
2017.
Seven years ago. You don't just lose, you know, jobs after that. You get a chance to get back in the game. With
maybe.
That kind of accolade.
I would even
assume, too, that he's probably been offered some positions, but it just wasn't up to what, with like he spoke about it with his family. They've got used to living in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Being kind of selective on what he's looking for.
Nebraska paid him $15 million to go out the door. He can be selective. The two things that were illuminating to me was he's dying to get back in. I thought that was illuminating.
Yeah,
dying to get back in.
That one was actually surprising to me a little bit.
That quote.
Yeah, dying to get back in. You've been removed for a little over a year now. Out of the coaching biz, what's something you've done all your life? I mean, it surprised me that it didn't, because it's something you've always done.
Yeah.
You know, so I can understand. I was surprised that he said he was dying to get back in, but you know, it goes to show you too, though.
I wasn't surprised. I just thought it was illuminating.
Yeah, it was.
But you think about it too. I mean, look at his family, just every year of his life that he's had been alive, it always put Larry and Carol coaching high school football. So he's been around it every single year. So then all of a sudden you go a year and your entire life.
Well, and that's what he said. He said there's always been something next for him. He mm-hmm. was a player, you know, in high school. And then he was a grad assistant. And then he was assistant. And he was a coordinator. And then he was a head coach. This is the first time there's not been a next step.
Right.
So
right.
Now the next step is probably a backward step, right? He's going to go from a head coach to an assistant, and maybe a fairly low-level assistant.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, and I thought it was illuminating that he said he'd be a coordinator, which is not a low level assistant.
No,
but he doesn't have to be a head coach. I thought that was good. And he said he'd go to the NFL.
You guys had a great point this morning, though, all three of you, when you mentioned Callahan, you know, had, you know, obviously the Raiders here at Nebraska, but you know, like I said, he's definitely Callahan is the Mount Rushmore of offensive line coaches. You know,
he's
so
the best.
You know, sometimes you have to fail at something. Or something to not go well to figure out what does go well for you, what fits for you. So this is not the last of Scott Frost. I mean,
I don't think so.
You'll see him, Scott will pop up somewhere else. He's got a good offensive mind. People can talk about the other, you know, peripherals. I don't get into stuff like that. That's that man's personal life. But as far as on the field, you know, Scott, I think it'd be a good OC someplace. I would say the same thing about Bo. I would hire Bo in a heartbeat as my coordinator back in the day.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I just don't want back in the game is the question.
I don't think he wants to work.
No,
I don't think he wants to work for anybody.
No, and I'm just saying hypothetically, if when we talk about guys, sometimes it just didn't work out as a head coach. Callahan's a perfect example. There's plenty of other examples in the NFL, both in college. Well, jeez. You look at what's his name? Is that you look at Kelly. Well, not Kelly. Yeah, Kelly. Yeah.
Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. You know, Kelly. Didn't work out at UCLA.
Chip Kelly.
Didn't work out in the pros, but now he's at Ohio State. He doesn't have to deal with the media necessarily. He doesn't have to be the CEO. He doesn't have to do the handshaking and the gripping and grinning.
That's what he said. He's happier now.
He's just in his own mode, his own element. All he has to do is call plays and work with offense. Yep. I could see Scott doing it. Everybody's not a figurehead.
No, everybody's not. Yeah. Now, some guys, though, I know guys that don't, once they've been a boss, they don't want to answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bo falls under that category.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and I could see Frost going the lines of like Steve Sarkisian. I mean, look where Steve Sarkisian was at and just the way that his career has transformed. I mean, yes, he had the Alabama, reclamation project with Saban, but I could see Frost going somewhere, being a quarterback's coach. 2 years later, being the offense coordinator, then the next thing you know, getting a chance to head coaching again.
Can't head coach again at 55. That could happen. Yeah, that could happen.
Think about this, you guys. You look in the pros, and a guy that I love, I absolutely love this dude because of his story, redemption. You look at your very own Jake McDaniels at the Dolphins,
Mike
man.
McDaniel.
I mean, that guy went through the ringer, had some bad things. Oh, yeah. Had some struggles that he dealt with. He got fired from the Falcons, some other places.
Alcohol problems.
Alcohol, booze.
He got fired from the Falcons?
Yeah.
Because of alcohol problems. Yeah.
Wasn't showing up to work. And he stepped away, got his life together, and said, you know what? I'm going to come back different. And look, I love a comeback story.
Head coach.
I love a comeback
you
story.
You love Mike McDaniel. Sip.
I do. And McDaniel looks like my son. He looks like AD. He looks like my son. Look at pictures of McDaniels, you look at AD, it's like, yep, that's him.
That's him.
And another thing a lot of people don't mention, too, about Frost is, yes, I know the record wasn't good, But look at all those games to where if you would have got a balance or a little bit of luck here and a little bit of luck there, that record could have been changed.
Sip said, what, 4-21 in one score games? Is that what the record was?
4-21 in games decided by 7 or fewer points.
4-21. That, my friends, is a lot of what ifs.
And that's
what the era was.
Yeah.
That is it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next. For Steve Sippel and Bill Bush, I am Jake Sorensen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.